Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, sometimes it can be difficult to know where to turn. It can be tough to know where to go to get help, especially if you are dealing in the arena of disabilities and mental health. But State Representative Dan Miller is sponsoring an event. It actually started yesterday, continues today, and goes on tomorrow. That is a wealth of information, and it's a place to go to get answers to questions like things that what happens when you find out your child has autism. You know, multitasking. What happens when you find out your child has autism and you don't know where to turn? That's just one of the questions that's going to be addressed in the next couple of days. And Representative Miller joins us on the phone right now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for putting this together, because you have a lot of good information being provided. It started yesterday and goes through tomorrow.
Yes, this actually is our sixth Disability and Mental Health Summit that we do. It is always my favorite event that we have. And we end up having roughly about 1,300 people who attend. And it has 30 hours of free sessions, massive resource fairs, and everything else. So, yeah, it kind of gives a lot of resources no matter how far along you are in the diagnosis.
Now, it makes sense. You mentioned that this is the sixth year for it. So obviously you identified a need 7 years ago, and that need obviously continues. And I'm guessing this is for parents as well as social service folks.
Yeah, well, and self-advocates as well. So, yes, we definitely get a lot of parents. We definitely get a lot of professionals who are working in the field or who are interested in the field. But we also get a lot of self-advocates. And by the way, too, that also includes, adult seniors who have developed disabilities as through the aging process or through injury. So we are talking, in this sense, yeah, the full spectrum, whether you're talking born with a disability or whether you develop one in life. The reality of it is most families have someone with a diagnosis, and it is a challenge often for many.
Indeed, and, you know, I never thought about that. Going through the aging process. But yes, our needs do change as we get older. Not that I'm getting any older, but I've seen that in some of my friends.
You know, that's right. And we do focus, again, a lot with the youth. That's true. We are talking about early intervention. That's always a big thing. And how people integrate, though, no matter the age, into support services can be a major problem. It can be very complicated for many. So that's why we try to bring together a great program every year. We're very blessed to have so many fantastic partners, whether it's St. Clair Hospital or Bethel Congregation, who allow us to host it there. It is tremendous, and all of our programming is up on disabilitysummit.com, which kind of lets everybody see every day 1, 2, and 3, and they can pick what programs they need to or want to attend.
Well, you just gave me the perfect segue to go into this, because you do have a website, and those folks who are listening today still have this afternoon and most of the day tomorrow to come out at Bethel Congregation. And I guess one of the greatest things about all this is it's free and open to the public.
It definitely is. It's one of the big things that we always want to do is make sure anybody can walk in the door. Friday, we're always very excited. It tends to be a heavy government focus. So we have the Secretary of Labor coming in. We have Congressman Lamb, Congressman Doyle, and about 13 bipartisan state officials, representatives and senators from all over Western PA coming. And it is great to talk about the intersection of needs and state policies, with hundreds of people who are living that reality at the same time.
And that's a very interesting point that you make, because so often people who are dealing with challenges A, you feel like you're doing it by yourself. So you come out to something like this and you realize that you're not the first person to deal with this. You're not the only person to deal with this. And a lot of times what our elected officials like yourself do can impact the quality of life for your constituents.
There's no doubt that so much in relation to disability and mental health is dependent upon real action in Harrisburg and in D.C., and sometimes also on our local school boards and townships as well. So there is there's a big component to that. But look, we are still dealing with a society that we are graduating more and more people, young people from inclusive settings. That's tremendous. But we are still dealing with big issues about employment. Disability employment issues, mental health issues that come up with that, stigma problems that are still pushing too many people out of the economy. It is even today when we're having good employment numbers throughout most of the country, the disability employment numbers remain astronomically high.
Mm.
So we've come a long way, and I would note that we are planning already our 2020 summit, which will actually be in celebration of the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Ah, 30 years already for the ADA. Wow.
And if you think about it, we've come a long way. And that's tremendous. A lot to be proud of and so forth. But we still are struggling. Many families and individuals are struggling about reaching their fullness of potential, their independence, things that would give them a better a range of happiness, just to live their life on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
That's where we have to go.
Quality of life for all. The website, again, is disabilitysummit.com. You're there today and tomorrow. It's free. And do you have to register or can you just come out?
Walk-ins at this point are more than welcome.
Okay. Awesome. State Representative Dan Miller, thanks so much. And you're looking forward to 2020, so are we. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
You know, quality of life, we can talk about that. We can't talk about it enough because it is important that we all have quality of life. And sometimes we have to get involved in some programs and some things going on in the community to make sure that we have the quality of life that we need for all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.